This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Friends, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We have a milestone of sorts here, folks, on What's on Your Mind. We have been talking about Donald J. Trump for a long time on this program. I would dare say this audience was way ahead of the curve in America, even among Republicans, on Donald J. Trump. First as a candidate for president, and then ultimately president-elect and a president. He's now been president for 500 days. 500 days. If you had to give him a report card, and list some things in the narrative, you give him a grade of A, B, C, whatever his grade is, and then his greatest achievement would be what? You know how the teacher will sometimes write beyond the letter grade a little note about, you know, little Todd was so nice to other kids. I really liked, you know, having him as a student. Remember those little notes? The ones you'd read as a student, and you would just feel all warm and fuzzy inside. So you can add a little narrative, good or bad, whatever you want to add. You can tell us about Donald Trump. Because I was thinking about that this weekend when all the discussion was going about 500 days and, you know, all the accomplishments. There's a lot of people that have been writing the obituary of Donald J. Trump politically about the Trump presidency for a long time. Relentless attacks on this guy. And I never had the sense that it dissuaded this audience one iota. Which is great. You don't take your marching orders from fake news media. And trust me, it just gives these people fits. These people who love to think they're smarter than you are. And they write with their little pen and their little typewriter from on high all the stuff that they're going to espouse on us to believe. And you know what? It's like a baby spitting out some peas. Doesn't want to eat. Don't want it. Get rid of it. That analogy was for Todd there. The peas spitting out. Wanted to give Todd a little visual.
Thanks.
Can you see it, Todd? Yeah. I don't want those peas. Trying to, you know, spoon feed you these awful peas. No, don't want the peas.
Kevin, get you some paper towels over there.
Yeah, we'll clean that up here during the break. Anyway, I applaud you, and I'm very curious, as now you see what you envisioned when you first supported this guy, what you give him in the way of a grade for those first 500 days, and what you consider to be his greatest accomplishment. Question one on What's on Your Mind today. You can answer those by calling us at 258-0550. You can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd or me. Todd's at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Okay? Couple other things we can talk about today. There was a fair amount of buzz over the weekend that a conservative group, Americans for Prosperity, was running some ads as a thank you to Heidi Heitkamp for a vote on a piece of legislation. Now, part of me thinks, look, if somebody politically is against everything you do, and then they get it right on one, do you thank them? I don't think that's a bad thing. You're thanking them for agreeing with you. and doing the right thing. Some people were a little bent out of shape over this, saying, well, what the heck's with these Koch brothers, you know, Americans for Prosperity, what are they doing? The group themselves came out and said, hey, this is a thank you, it's not an endorsement. Not saying vote for her, we're thanking her for her work on one piece of legislation. I don't know. I don't know what you thought of that. I didn't think it was that big a deal. I also think it's not beyond Senator Heidi Heitkamp to say, I'll vote for this, but how about some ads for me? You know, they'd do that. They would make it known that they want some ads run for them, because they know that AFP would generally run ads for their opponents. So have no doubt in my mind that was a little wink, wink, nod, nod deal going on there. Big time. Big time. Speaking of ads, Congressman Kevin Cramer has a new ad out. Have you seen it? I could play it here for you. It was rolled out over the weekend, and it has also raised a few eyebrows with some people because, well, I'll play it for you and see if you can notice what has raised a few eyebrows in this ad, and then you can weigh in on this as well if you'd like today. Lots of things for you to talk about and what's on your mind. Here's the ad. Won't let me play the ad there. Why is that? Can you get it to play in there? I'm going to go to these calls and you see if you can get it to play, Kevin, okay?
Or sorry, because of its privacy settings, this video cannot be played here.
Yeah, that's a little weird. So you're having the same problem I am. Jamie in New Rockford, let's go to you while we're figuring out this ad deal here. Go ahead, Jamie, what's on your mind?
Let me tell you why I voted
yes. Yeah, you hear about the new drinking game with Bernie Sanders.
Say that again?
You hear about the new drinking game with Bernie Sanders?
I have not heard about the new drinking game.
Every time he comes out with a free government program, you get to chug someone else's beer.
Oh, is that right?
That is stellar.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Todd
is perfect.
Keeping a catalog of drinking games, so he'll add that one to the list, Jamie, for sure. Bruce and Tioga, you're next, and what's on your mind?
Good morning.
Hello, sir.
Yeah, as far as giving President Trump a grade, I always like to give people a little bit of room to work with and to kind of grow from. I'd say I'm just as strong as a B-plus as you could get, maybe an A-minus. The biggest issue with President Trump, as far as I'm concerned, is his foreign policy, his trade operations. Look at the actual trade agreement that he was able to pull off within the first couple of weeks of his presidency. It was absolutely staggering by anybody's opportunity of observation, that sort of thing. This president has done a phenomenal job. Now, why people are actually going back and forth about him, other than sour grapes, I couldn't begin to understand. It makes no sense to me. He's actually getting something accomplished when a long history of presidents have either done okay or just been an absolute disaster with.
And don't you think it's almost as though, look, if you were originally against Trump, and made all these arguments against Trump. Now, never mind that there is a record of, as you say, worthy of a B-plus or an A-minus there in those 500 days. To admit that is sort of admit you're wrong. It's almost like, well, you sort of ignore the data even and just be against it because you were against them. That's the only thing I can figure out.
Yeah. And when you actually sit down and look at it, a lot of people are actually upset with him because he's able to accomplish things and others aren't. Now, if you look back through the history, we have had a terrible record of career politicians stepping into the Oval Office. Now, what's really kind of funny in my mind is when you start to look at businessmen and actors, that sort of thing, people that you would never in a million years expect to run and do well are absolutely doing phenomenally. But the biggest thing that I would say, and has said, from point A to this time, is the U.S. needs to stop being run as a police department, as a global whatever. It needs to be run as a business. If you're not going to provide something to encourage and stimulate our economy, along with yours, why exactly should we be stepping into the middle of helping you with this? You take care of your own first. And after that, if there's a little left, fine. We can help out other people. But you've got to take care of your own family first. And people just don't get that.
All interesting points, Bruce. I appreciate your call very much. And what you want to, just so I can pick one, you want to settle on a B plus or an A minus?
I'd say an A minus.
All right. You fared a little better from the beginning of the call to the end. So I'm just going to keep tabs and then we'll come up with an average from all of our fine listeners here today. All right, Bruce, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
Yeah, I appreciate it very much. Not only the grade for Trump 500 days in, but also, you know, why? A little commentary, what you think he's done better. I'm curious also what you think he can do, you know, a little better than he has. Where could he improve? Another area you could tell us about. On What's On Your Mind Today, 258-0550, and we'll play that Kramer ad when we come back.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you get to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. It's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Monday edition of the program. How are you, friends? Glad to have you along. 800-228-0550 is the telephone number to join the discussion here on the program. We're brought to you in part by our friends at Hawk Museum, First International Bank and Trust. Beautiful new location in Rugby there, by the way. Great addition to the community. Along with our friends at Gooseneck Implement, wanted us to tell you about the 29th Annual Antique Farm Show that is happening this weekend in beautiful Wolford, North Dakota, not far. Hawk Museum, blacksmith, school. There's an ice cream parlor. There's old-time music. There's plowing, sawmill, threshing, tons of kids' activities, plowing through the ages. There's a tractor contest. They're looking for entries. Meet and greet with the local fire departments on Saturday, craft show, flea market. They have a variety show Friday night, old-fashioned candy in the Nansen store, which is really cool, and all-face service Sunday morning at 9, parades at 4 on Friday and Saturday, and 2 on Sunday, which is great fun. And admission is only $10 for all of that, under 12 years of age, free. You get a little souvenir button, which is good for all 3 days. And the food is fantastic in Martha's Kitchen. They do barbecue ribs on Friday. They do prime rib Saturday. They do fried chicken on Sunday. I was there last year. So good. Camping, shuttle service. I mean, they have security out there. The Rolette ambulance is there. I mean, they think of everything. They really do. They have a great Facebook site, or you can check them out at hawkmuseum.org. It's 4 miles east and 3 miles north of Wolford. If you would like a camping spot, call and reserve those. 701-583-2381, 701-583-2381. They're still looking for volunteers. You can help as a volunteer, 370-3823. It's this weekend. A lot of fun. So it starts on Friday, goes on Saturday, and on Sunday. Take it in. You'll enjoy it. First International Bank and Trust wanted us to invite you up to the area to take in a great little slice of heaven. That's like the Smithsonian on the prairie. It's just phenomenal. Thanks to First International Bank of Trust and our friends at Gooseneck Equipment, Gooseneck Implement, rather, for helping us tell you a little bit about that. Okay, back to the phones on the Trump grades in a moment. 500 days in, we want to know what's your grade and what you think he's done better than anything or he needs to improve on, either one. There is a new ad out. In fact, we had a call last week. I think somebody said, hey, is Congressman Kramer going to run some more ads? And over the weekend, an ad came out. Raised a few eyebrows because people thought something in this was a little out of the ordinary. I'm curious what you think. Go ahead and roll it, Doug.
Kevin Kramer on tax cuts.
Let me tell you why I voted yes for President Trump's tax cuts. Because the people in this factory will get to keep more of their money. And so will over 90% of all North Dakotans. In fact, our state receives the largest tax reduction in the nation. But Senator Heitkamp voted no and says she'll revoke your tax cuts if Democrats get the chance. We all like Heidi, but she's wrong to oppose this tax cut. I'm Kevin Kramer, candidate for the Senate, and I approve this message.
All right, did you hear the something stick out in that, Todd? Something seemed a little out of the ordinary to you? Kevin, anybody? Catch that? Part that would not be in your typical political ad?
No, what are you thinking?
No?
No.
We all like Heidi. You don't generally hear one person that's running against another say, we all like the person that I'm running against. Now, he called it wrong on the ads, I mean on the vote, rather, on tax cuts. But he said, you know, we all like Heidi. Now, what's interesting about that is I've heard two schools of thought here. One from folks who say, what in the world? Why would you do that? And the other is to say, you know, her likability is one thing. Because we're kind of like that in North Dakota. We like people. We don't, you know.
Well, exactly. That North Dakota nice thing.
Yeah, you know, you're just, you know.
Yeah.
You like the person, but doesn't mean you'd vote for him. And so it sort
exactly.
of acknowledges the, you know, the obvious, if you will, but also says, you know, hey, it's okay to, you know, like this person, but they vote wrong. So I'm going to like him, but I'm not going to vote for him. So it's creative, I think, and acknowledges the obvious a little bit. What do you think of it? Another question for you today. Todd in West Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott, a couple of quick observations about Trump. For starters, yesterday I drag raced, so on my race car I got a couple Trump bumper stickers that I cut the top off so they just say Trump on. There wasn't a lot of people out at the track yesterday, but I had several that walked up just to say, that's pretty cool you got Trump on the window. So I thought that was interesting. The second thing was is over the weekend, the wife and I watched that Winston Churchill movie, and know, Winston Churchill wasn't perfect. He was kind of like a long way from perfect. But it seems like at a certain point in time, the good Lord sends the right person at the right time, even as flawed as they are, to come in and save a nation. And Great Britain was so close to appeasing to Hitler and giving up. So close. But there was this guy that didn't talk very well, didn't look very well, had some pretty decent, had some pretty big flaws, but he did a really good job. And I kind of kin that to Trump. You know, our country was kind of in a dark place, and Trump come along, and I think, I don't know. But as far as giving him a grade, I'd have to give him about a B+, and then at the bottom, like my teacher used to always write on mine, Todd's a good student, but he talks too much in class. I'd have to say Trump's a good president, but he tweets too much, and he desperately, desperately needs a speechwriter, because that guy's speeches are dreadful. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
All right, Todd, thanks a bunch. Appreciate it. Texter's pouring in with the comments here. What percentage of conservatives don't know the sex of their children? New York news story. I didn't hear that. Top of the hour. It's kind of a strange question, isn't it, Todd? Title check the top of the hour news, and we'll get back to you on that. I didn't hear it. He gets an A+ from this veteran in Minot, North Dakota, says another texter. His greatest accomplishment is his resilience against all odds, first and foremost. Kind of goes back to what last caller was saying, the Winston Churchill analogy. You know? President Trump, solid A, considering the BS he's had to work with. Todd, can we get an update on the Dolly Dakota fundraiser yesterday?
We'll work on that. I don't have one, but we'll work on that.
All right. He's on it. Gail texts a note. Scott, I give President Trump straight A. He's doing great. Love his tweeting. Let's face it, this man has a lot of guts and does what he thinks is right. Also, my wife gave me this for an anniversary today. I think it's neat. Oh. It's a sweatshirt that says Making America Great Sense, and then it has the calendar turned to January 20th, 2017. Trump, that is a great sweatshirt. Looking sharp. Love it. Texter says Kramer needs to quit playing the nice card with people and start showing some grit towards his opponents and counterparts. All right. Supreme Court's out with a decision. Narrow win to the Colorado baker who refused to design a cake for the same-sex wedding. Remember that case? One of the many cases the Supreme Court's going to be kicking out here lately, and this one is on the famous one with the baker. Colorado baker wins.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm plan in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Two major volcanoes now erupting as besides Kilauea on Hawaii's Big Island, at least 25 people have died and over 300 people have been hurt in a Guatemala eruption of the volcano Fuego. This woman lives in a village that's been affected and she says she lost many of her neighbors.
Not everyone got away. I think they were buried. We saw the lava was pouring through the cornfields and we all ran up a hill nearby. try to escape.
A 5-mile flow of lava and ash went into villages not far from Guatemala City. Meanwhile, lava flows from the Kilauea volcano are forcing yet more people out of their homes on the Big Island, as at least 800 people are now being moved. The lava flows destroying a freshwater lake when all the water in the lake ended up boiling from the lava. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
You are a nurse. You became a nurse because you have a heart for others. You want to grow in your skills and excel in your profession? Well, at the University of Mary, there's a long tradition of excellence in nursing education. The University of Mary understands your desire to reach your full potential, to take on leadership roles in your profession, and to increase your lifetime earnings. The key to rising in your profession is earning an advanced degree. National nursing organizations have called for a dramatic increase in the number of nurses with advanced degrees by the year 2020. At the University of Mary, they want to make that possible for you to move forward. Now offering a Master's of Science in Nursing degree for $15,000, a remarkable value in comparison to similar programs elsewhere, which can run up to $8,000 higher. Earning your master's degree in nursing from the University of Mary, the smart choice, because caring for others is what you do. Caring for you is what we do. Classes begin every 5 weeks, part-time, full-time options. The University of Mary, an excellent education at an excellent value. Visit umary.edu/msn today to apply. All right, some more of your grades on how Trump's doing after 500 days. Welcome here. I mentioned just before the break, a CNN breaking news alert regarding the Supreme Court. Here's what CNN said. The Supreme Court hands a narrow win to the Colorado baker who refused to design a cake for a same-sex wedding. Politico, same story. They say the following. Supreme Court has ruled in favor of a Christian baker in Colorado who refused to make a custom cake for a same-sex couple. But the court punted on spelling out how far the government can go to prevent sexual orientation discrimination in the marketplace. Writing for the court's majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said the Colorado Civil Rights Commission violated the baker's rights by showing hostility to his religious beliefs in a proceeding in which he was found to have violated the law and was ordered to anti-discrimination training. Remember that? Now, Politico says the high court ruled 7-2 in the closely watched case.
Narrow?
So I don't know how that's narrow. CNN says 7-2 is narrow? I mean, even counting, they got to come up with fake news, for crying out loud. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor were the only two that were thumbs down. They said they would have upheld the state's action against the baker. Surprising no one. All right, let's go to the phones here again. And Art in Eddy County wants to weigh in on Trump's grade. Or the Kramer hat, sorry. Hi, Art, what's on your mind?
Well, yeah, first of all, on President Trump, what makes him unique compared to all of the other politicians is he, when it comes up to a question for what he should do, he asks, one, what's best for the people in this country, and two, what's best for the country. And he does it. He has more guts than all of the rest of the politicians put together. He's not afraid of standing up to the bullies and the media and so forth. He takes them on, and he's got our back. And I can't name another politician that definitely has the back of the people on almost every issue. Well, I'll say with him, with every issue. And then as far as Congressman Cramer's ad, you know who else ran an ad like that? Rick Berg. And Rick Berg ran the worst campaign, I think, in the history of North Dakota. You know, I don't understand why he has to do that. I mean, is voting to kill babies within 20 weeks of birth when they know they can feel pain, does that qualify you as a nice person? Cramer better understand this is not a game of etiquette. This is a next to a blood sport nowadays, the way the Democrats have become. And he better spell out why you don't want Heidi Heitkamp as well as just as the things he's done for North Dakota, unless he wants to follow in Rick Berg's path. I don't know where these guys get their advice. I really don't. It's a mystery to me.
Yeah, as I say, I can see a tie to, you know, the polling. Because her likability is one thing, is way above her reelect. In other words, people say, "Yeah, I like her, but you know, I'm not going to vote for her." You know, her you know, she's underwater on her reelect, so it does tie to the polling. But I also can understand your opinion on that. To say, by the way, I've stopped calling her nice after that same vote that you did. I said the same thing. I'm sorry. I can't think it's you know nice to disregard science that says a baby feels pain at 20 weeks, and then, I mean, so flippantly disregard the views of a lot of pro-life people in North Dakota and even some pro-choice people in North Dakota who believe you can draw the line at 20 weeks and have a little celebration with Chuck Schumer about your vote afterwards. That's
well,
not nice.
May I say one more thing?
Yes, sir.
Well, Heidi Heitkamp not going to be running, and nor did she run any ads saying that Rick Berg was a nice guy. Matter of fact, quite to the contrary, there were ads being run against Rick Berg calling him a killer. At the same time, Rick Berg was saying, well, Heidi Heitkamp's a nice person, but, you know, come on, guys. Don't be afraid of offending Heidi because she's a woman. If she's that easily offended, then she shouldn't be representing North Dakota as a senator because it's a tough job. And if it's too hot in the kitchen, then you might not be. You probably should get out of the kitchen. But they somehow feel they have to treat Heidi different because she's a woman. Hey, I don't look at the senator of North Dakota as a man or a woman. I look at him as a senator and how they represent not only North Dakota, but this country. And I just don't get it. The Republicans don't know how to fight. I want him to win, but it's painful watching this. Because, you know, people are going to say, well, even Congressman Cramer thinks Heidi Heitkamp's a nice person. So she's messed up on a couple of votes. She's a great person. You know, why give them any fuel to fight with them? Anyway, that's my opinion. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Thanks for the call, Art. Appreciate it very much. Texters say on the Kevin Cramer commercial, including Heidi, I strongly disagree. I strongly disagree in caps. Todd tells me that means they're shouting or yelling or same thing. Animated. Another texter, Trump gets a B- for me. I've been pleasantly surprised with some things, top among them the tax bill, but his failure with the Obamacare repeal and his blockheaded tweeting great on me. All right. You don't think there's a strategy behind the tweeting. You're sadly mistaken because it pulls a lot of attention from the folks consumed with Trump derangement syndrome into, battle mode. Meanwhile, he's over there getting a whole lot of stuff done. In my mind, it's totally strategic. And has worked for him since day one, so I got the nomination. Matt in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Matt, are you there? I don't hear anything, Manny. Do you?
I don't hear anything. I'm not Manny, but
I don't either, but I thought maybe I'll put them on hold and
Manny can see the other line, so
somebody is there. Another texter says on the Kevin Kramer commercial, I strongly disagree. We don't like her, her agenda, her values, or anything about her. A disingenuous person. Bad for North Dakota. Bad for our American ideals and values. A traitor. Holy buckets. She would never say she likes Kevin Kramer in commercials. The Dems have zero for appealing winnable agenda in line with our patriotic American ideals and values. Personality is all they might have, and yet they don't have that either. Repulsive in all ways, says a texter. Okay, back to the phones, and I guess Matt was not there, so we'll reconnect with Matt. Let's go to Mary in Bismarck. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. You know, I was disappointed in Rick Berg's campaign and against Heidi Heitkamp, too, and I do believe he used kid gloves because she was a woman, but I think another thing people are forgetting is she was just coming off breast cancer treatment. And I think that was another reason he tiptoed around being mean, because it would have come off seeming bad, or at least they thought so. But, I mean, if we want equality, take it like a woman, man, or whatever. If you're running a campaign, you've got to get a stiff backbone, be able to take it and dish it.
Yeah, and I don't think there's any problems with, you know, political toughness in the Heitkamp camp.
I don't think Kramer's comment was bad. I think it's typical Kramer. He's a genuine Christian. Heitkamp comes from a nice, tight family. I totally disagree with her politics. I was abhorred by her high five with Schumer. But this is Kramer. He is an honest, decent, good person. He's going to have a hard time being mean.
Well, and I don't know that mean is a North Dakota tactic to get you to the finish line anyway.
I hope not.
That's the truth. Yeah, no kidding. Thank you, yeah. I appreciate that. Chad in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning. I think Heidi Heitkamp, she is basically would go for the juggler of Kevin Kramer. I think Kevin is a classy, very Christian man. But if he sticks to the issues and basically points out to what she really is like, and her voting record alone will actually get him the election if he sticks to his guns.
Just the facts, ma'am. In other words, Chad.
Yeah, I think so. I got one more question for you, Scott. The first 500 days of Donald Trump, what grade would you give him?
What grade would I give him? I don't know. I'm probably up there with the average of everybody else here, you know, in the B plus to A category. Again, I'm going to look just strictly on results, on what's been accomplished. And he has done what he said he'd do. He's done important things. I, too, one of the texters said something about Obamacare not being repealed. I think that's, you know, more work needs to be done. I think Congress shares equally in that, as does the president. But that's one where Republicans promise. So that's got to be done. You know,
sure.
No doubt about that. But no, I'd be
right. Fox News gave them an A minus.
Hey, did they? Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah. So, but, you know, the thing about Obamacare, it takes everybody to do it. And Schumer and those guys really obstructed them. I mean, that's not all his fault.
No, that's true. There's no doubt about it. And it's just a matter of, you know, obviously, he used his mojo on the tax bill. I think they need to do it on the on the Obamacare ruling as well. And you know, the thing that I think is most amazing about Donald Trump is, again, you know, he doesn't rest. He does not rest. And so just the sheer volume of things they've done and the changes they made is amazing, let alone the fact it's the right way to do it. Thanks, Chad.
A program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Help preserve your wealth.
Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Cronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Cronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Cronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Trying to get everybody to chill out a little bit, that's
chill
all.
Chill a little bit, yeah. Just kind of ease into a Monday. That's your
day.
Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow today. I have a new offer for you. Two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus shipping. So a great deal there at MyPillow.com. It's a great deal if you just, you know, don't want travel pillows, don't want anything, just want the pillows, the premium pillows. And mind you, if you go sometimes to a big box store, you'll see a little display and you'll say, gosh, these are really, you know, sounds like less than the ones Scott's talking about. Those are not premium pillows. So the standard pillows, you don't, the big box stores do not give you the offer we give you. Trust me on this one thing. We're giving you the best of the best, the premium pillows, two of them for one low price. if you call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, or if you go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Michael Lindell, our friend, invented this pillow because he could not find any decent pillows himself. They didn't exist. Created a pillow that's not one size fits all. Helps you sleep by supporting your head and neck and adjust to you. In addition to all that, he created the Lindell Foundation because he's tired of large charities being corrupt and waste, you know, your hard-earned money, and feels that people should know where their donations go. So the Lindell Foundation actually covers all the overhead costs. So anytime you donate money, all the proceeds you donate go directly to those in need. Yeah, what a deal. That's the kind of guy he is. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. You're great for Donald Trump. Tell us at 258-0550. Text us 367-2054. 226-8503. Trump is A-plus, says this listener. A-plus with us. Never been in political office, but comes out of nowhere and gives Clinton a ride for her money. Shows really how tired we are of the same old politicians. I think Trump will be reelected because of this. Interesting take. I thought the odd thing about the Kramer ad was bragging that North Dakota gets the best return of any state. That's the same story the two liberals, Conrad and Dorgan, used to brag about. I think it's fine that we do get the best return, but nothing to brag about. Well, I don't know. This is a little bit of a different sense in that it's your money. So in other words, if we get per capita the biggest bang for the buck, the biggest return on the tax plan, that means you, out of all the states in the country, get the most return for your money. It's your money. That's a little different than a liberal saying, I got this for the state, or, you know, we're going to spend this much on that or whatever, don't you think? I don't know. Listen to the ad again here. Todd, do you have it again? Can you play that and see if you think I'm wrong? But I think what he's bragging about here is that North Dakota fares best, meaning you get the most percentage-wise, per capita-wise, of the tax bill back in your hands of your hard-earned money. It's your tax cut, so... That's what I took on.
Kevin Cramer on tax cuts.
Let me tell you why I voted yes for President Trump's tax cuts. Because the people in this factory will get to keep more of their money. And so will over 90% of all North Dakotans. In fact, our state receives the largest tax reduction in the nation. But Senator Heitkamp voted no and says she'll revoke your tax cuts if Democrats get the chance. We all like Heidi, but she's wrong to oppose this tax cut. I'm Kevin Cramer, candidate for the Senate, and I approve this message.
So, yeah, we get the biggest tax cut. That's okay to brag about, isn't it? I don't know. I think that one's just fine. I don't mind at all. I know what you're saying. You know, if you're bragging, you're bringing the most government back, that would be a Dorgan Conrad kind of thing. But I don't think this is. I think this is saying we're bringing the biggest tax cut back. I tell you, the more I hear that ad, I think that threads the needle very good. I mean, politics is about, you know, here's the subliminal in that ad. It's okay to like Heidi and realize she's wrong on the issues. It's okay to like Heidi and not vote for her. That's the subliminal in that ad. Counter to that would be, don't say anything good about your opponent. That's kind of the, what, politics 101. Texter says, I give President Trump an A-. I'd like to see him have a meeting with the majority leaders, Mitch and Paul, ask them to either join with him to get things done or get out of the way. That'd be nice as well, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. By the way, Kevin Cramer had a hilarious tweet out today about the Senate. McGrath with some stats, but ahead of that, he's asking the question, is anybody working in the U.S. Senate? Is anybody working in the U.S. Senate? The 115th Congress, the House, passed 803 bills out of committee. 695 of those out of the House, according to this little graphic. 175 of those were enacted into law. Where's the rest? 503 still waiting for a Senate vote. 218 more than average. Still waiting. What is the deal? Richard, let me get you in here real quick before the break. Quickly, what's on your mind?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, real quick, what's on your mind?
Okay. If Kevin Cramer's saying North Dakota gets the largest tax reduction, how can that be? It's a federal law. It should apply to all 50 states equally, not benefit one state more than another. The tax code.
Yeah, I think what he's saying per capita. I'm guessing that's a per capita stat. I remember hearing about it. Percentage-wise, per capita, North Dakota gets the biggest bang for the buck.
Utah.
That would be my guess. Richard, thanks for the call. Got to go. More of What's on Your Mind after a timeout.
And tell us, what's on your mind?
You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.